He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
February. It's now February. The January effect is over. We'll talk about that today. It's now February the 2nd. We were off to a pretty good start in the market, and all that has faded away, and then some. We're now down triple digits. Hey, another triple digit day in the market, 2015. That seems to be a theme. We're down 102 right now on the Dow. 17,062. We're precariously near that 17,000 level. Will we see 16,000 and some odd this week? Well, that remains to be seen. But we're just 62 points above that 17,000 level right now. Wouldn't take much to put us below that. We are now down below the 2000 level on the S&P 500. 1982, we go back in time, clear back to 1982, we're down 12 points. That's 0.6% on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is down a full 1%. The NASDAQ at 4,587, we're down 48 points this morning as we begin a new month. Could this be the third straight month of downward moves in the market? Well, we're going to talk about the macro picture today. Crude oil, however, is rising. In fact, we saw a $50 print earlier this morning. Crude oil right now is at $49.37. Crude oil up 2.34% this morning. That's a big move. Gold down 0.6%. Gold is at $1,271 per ounce. The euro is at 1.135, and the 10-year yield clear down to 1.69%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we take a look at the big macro picture of the market today. This is our weekly excursion through the big picture. And I've used the analogy a lot. You think of the artist that is got his eyeballs about 6 inches from the painting, trying to get that highlight on that guy's eyeball just in the right place, trying to place it just so, and so intent on the details of the painting that, you know, from time to time that artist has to step back and look at that painting and see how it looks overall. And we do that with the market once a week. When I send out my newsletter, I begin with the macro picture of the market. And I would say in writing that macro picture and analyzing that macro picture, as usual, the teacher gets much more out of it than the students. I get a lot more out of that macro picture. It forces me to step back and look at the overall painting, the global economy, to help determine where the best highlights in the market are at any given point in time. We've talked about the January effect in the past. It's pretty accurate, but it's not 100% accurate. Generally speaking, as January goes, so goes the market. So how did we end January? Was it a horrible January? Does that mean we're going to have a horrible year? Was it an okay January? Are we going to have an okay year? Well, I think more important than looking at the January effect is looking at the big factors that really determine at any given point in time where we're at in the economy, which sectors are favorable, which areas of the world are the most favorable. You know, every year presents a unique set of circumstances in the economy, right? We didn't have low oil prices last year, did we? This year we're at $49 per barrel. We didn't have interest rates this low a year ago. This is also creating a unique environment with the 10-year yield clear down to 1.69%. Last year, we didn't have a Fed that was so close to finally raising rates at some point in time, as we do this year. We didn't have Europe in quite as big a trouble last year at this time. So this is a unique environment. It favors some sectors of the market. It favors some countries in the global economy. It favors some asset classes. And on the other side, there's companies, there's indexes, there's sectors that suffer in this environment that we have right now. So that's the whole idea behind going through the macros and taking a look at where we're at on the big picture. And then, of course, later in the week, we continue to dive down, and I usually on a daily basis give a couple of examples of individual stocks that are flourishing in today's marketplace as opposed to floundering. I like flourish better than flounder in my portfolio. And given this set of circumstances that we find ourselves in right now, there's obviously some companies that are flourishing as usual, and there's some companies that are floundering. Earnings season is still with us. We're not quite through earnings season. We've had a good percentage of companies that have already reported earnings, but we'll get a lot more this week. My general observation is it's been very company specific. I don't think you can make the claim that, wow, this has been a really good earnings season, nor can you make the claim that this has been a really bad earnings season. It really, really depends on the company that's reported earnings. You take an Apple computer, you take a Biogen, and they knock the ball out of the park, and you take some of the multinationals that are suffering right now from a very strong dollar, the Caterpillars of the world, the United Technologies of the world, and they had really poor earnings reports. And some of your older, more established, well-known blue chip companies, they're just not growing anymore. The McDonald's of the world and the IBMs of the world. So as I report on earnings and give you my overall analysis so far, an observation is it's been very, very company specific. In my newsletter over the weekend, I mentioned several companies of yesteryear. In fact, I dove into three companies that are seemingly the bluest of blue chips. I used McDonald's as an example, and I showed the awful performance that the stock has delivered for the last 3 years. Is that reflective of an awful product? I don't know, probably. I showed a picture of a Shake Shack hamburger in my newsletter, which looks pretty good. And then I showed a tired picture of a tired hamburger at McDonald's. It's a tired franchise right now. No wonder they've shaken things up. They've shaken the shack at McDonald's. They've let the CEO go, and let's see what they do now. Let's see what they do to bring back people that have moved on over to In-N-Out Burger, to The Habit, to Shake Shack, to better burgers. We seem to have more sophisticated taste these days. We seem to expect more from our burger chains. I showed the example of General Electric, another bluest of blue stocks that over the last 10 years has gone nowhere. And you know, this is a company that had a very proud record under Jack Welch for many years. I know it averaged 15% per year, I believe, under Welch's tenure. And under Immelt for the last 10 years, the stock has gone nowhere. And some would tell you to buy the bluest of blue chip stocks and just sit on them. Well, you know what? There's something to be said for that. But at the same time, there's something to be said for looking at a little more vibrancy, a little more buoyancy, a little bit more in the flourishing side of the equation than companies that are just sitting going nowhere. I use the example of IBM, which has also gone nowhere for the last 3 or 4 years. What do you do with these big franchises, these big companies that have that are suffering from the law of numbers? They've gotten so big they can't grow anymore. Well, you know, in my opinion, you look for the companies that aren't suffering from the law of numbers right now. Instead, are growing quite rapidly. But, as you know, I don't like to pay up for stocks either. So it's fine line that we walk. We want quality. We want quality stocks like GE and McDonald's and IBM, but we also want them to still be flourishing. And those companies aren't flourishing right now. So obviously, as the week goes on, we'll be talking about a lot of companies that are flourishing. Last week, we got blowout earnings from Biogen and Apple. Is there any question that those stocks aren't flourishing? You can't say that the law of numbers has caught up with Apple yet. They continue to innovate. Aren't they bigger than GE? Aren't they bigger than IBM? So, you know, in the end, it comes down to the management of the company. That's very, very important. Where are we at in the big picture of the market? Is the bull still intact, or is it time to run for cover? We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as we begin our macro trip, we're going to take a macro trip through the market and see just what kind of conditions are out there right now that are unique that we didn't have this time last year, or this time 2 years ago. Every year presents unique conditions that we have to take into account that are impacting the market in one way or the other. The first place I think to start is a strong U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar continues to roar higher. It continues to make a bold move. I showed a chart of the U.S. dollar in my newsletter over the weekend. It's very unusual for a currency. They usually move glacially. Instead, this has made a meteoric move, the U.S. dollar has, in relation to other currencies around the world, mainly the yen, the ruble, obviously, and the euro. And a strong U.S. dollar impacts companies that sell overseas, companies that produce products here in the U.S. and sell overseas, because it makes U.S. goods less competitive on the world stage. And that's impacting the multinationals like the Caterpillars, the United Technologies, other companies that have said, we were stung by a very strong U.S. dollar. That's something to keep in mind. That's one of the reasons, another reason why the big blue chip stocks, the bluest of the blue, aren't really leading the market this year, because they have a headwind. They have a strong U.S. dollar. It's also impacting commodities. Every time I get tempted to dip my toe back into the waters of precious metals, which I've been out of for the last 3.5 years, I look at that strong U.S. dollar. And don't forget that, you know, for many years, the gold bugs have been calling for a crashing dollar, roaring inflation, and soaring gold prices. And that has not come to pass. Their predictions have been absolutely wrong. Instead, it's been stocks, it's been equities, the very asset class that they told you to avoid like the plague, that have soared. I've been bullish on the stock market since March of 2009. And every single week I go through this macro picture and then I arrive at a conclusion at the end. And that's where we're headed today. But you have to take into account right now a very strong U.S. dollar, which is a headwind for some and a tailwind for others. I gave the example of Toyota, TM, over the weekend. There's a company that benefits because they sell a product from a weak currency country to a country with a strong currency that benefits them. Tata Motors would be another good example. They make cars in India. Toyota, obviously, although they make most of their cars in America, is still benefiting from a very strong U.S. dollar and a very weak Japanese yen. You have to take that into account in today's world before you invest. Having said that, there's also a lot of companies out there that have really aren't impacted at all. I didn't see Apple really say much of anything about the currency. I really didn't see Biogen say anything about the currency. So you're either impacted by it negatively or positively, or it has no impact. But keep that in mind when you do your investing. We're also in a very low interest rate environment. In fact, money continues to pour into the U.S. bond market. Blame it on volatility. Blame it on other economies around the world that aren't doing as well as the U.S. economy. The safest harbor, as seen by global investors, U.S. bonds, the U.S. dollar, obviously, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't be soaring like they are. So you also have to take into account a very low interest rate environment that's favorable for U.S. stocks. And there's other areas of the market that don't do so well. I don't know that the big banks, the JP Morgans, the Citigroups of the world do real well with such little room to move. So it's a little bit of a spread there in interest rates between the long and the short bond, but a very low interest rate also pushes people out of the bond market, although you wouldn't think so by the way this thing continues to go up, but it pushes them out into a little bit higher risk types of stocks. Look at how the REITs are doing this year. They're still one of the leading sectors in the market as folks are chasing 3-4% yields. Anything except the 1.69 that the 10-year bond yields. So we're still in a low interest rate environment. The Fed has not hiked interest rates yet. At some point this year, it almost seems like a sure thing that they will. But keep in mind in your investing that this remains a low interest rate environment, and it also is still a low inflation environment. In fact, if anything, folks are more worried, economists are more worried about low inflation, deflation, than they are inflation. And also keep in mind this is a world where there's not a lot else to invest in. As you look across the pond at Europe, Europe has no growth. Europe is undergoing a massive round of quantitative easing that's killing their euro, and it's not really pushing up European stocks yet. In my opinion, their interest rates are so low now, I don't see where keeping them artificially low going forward is going to do them much good. That's why I'm not pouring money into this European story. Some would say, well, look what it did for the U.S. Look what quantitative easing did for the U.S. Don't you want to follow the quantitative easing around the world, Gunderson? Well, I think Europe's got a few more structural problems than we do. Just look at Greece, which just elected a communist government. Greece cannot grow their economy. They want the payback to Germany tied to their economic growth. Well, that's like me saying, well, I want my house payment tied to as when I get raises from my boss, you know. That's not how it works. I don't think Germany's going to budge. I think Greece is in a world of trouble. Another reason why folks are seeking out great U.S. stocks like Apple, like Biogen, other U.S. companies, in an economy that's growing. Yes, we're growing. What was the latest print? 2.6%. That's another factor to take in place. Besides a strong dollar, besides low interest rates, besides absolutely no inflation, we also have GDP growth in America. Roughly 2.5, 3%, somewhere in there, which isn't great. But when you look across the pond at Europe, which is barely growing, when you look at Russia, which is contracting, there's only a few economies around the world that are growing right now, and we're one of them. That's still bullish for the market. We're still not there yet. We've got some more macros to look at, which we'll do when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're taking our macro trip through the market here. Today, we do this once a week to try to determine where the market is at any given point in time. We know the following. We know that the market has been in a bull market for 71 months now, almost 6 years. On March, well, in five more weeks, we'll pass the six-year anniversary of the bull market, which began in March of 2009. And while many pundits out there on the radio, on TV, in articles, etc., have been calling for soaring inflation, a crashing dollar, and soaring commodity prices, mainly gold. That has not happened. They've been wrong. Instead, it was the stock market that soared. And in my newsletter every week, I do this same exact macro picture. And I tell you where I stand on the market. And for the last 5.5 years, I've stood on the bullish side of the stock market, the U.S. stock market. And from time to time, I've introduced other markets into my portfolios. This year, I still have a good exposure to India, and I have an exposure to the China A shares. But outside of that, I still have about an 80% exposure to the U.S. stock market. At some point in time, however, it's going to come to an end. And that's why we have to keep our eye on the macro picture. Other things that we know besides the bull has been intact now for almost 6 years, as I just said, we have a low interest rate environment, we have a strong dollar, we have zero inflation, in fact, more fear of deflation than anything, and we still are growing our economy here in the U.S. We just got a fresh look at the fourth quarter of 2014, and we saw that the economy grew by 2.6%. And as we look around the world, we're not finding that in Europe. They're flat. We're not finding that really in most of the emerging markets. In fact, the emerging markets continue to suffer. That's why I don't have any emerging market exposure. And I've advised people to stay out of the emerging markets and Europe for the last several years. Although you could call India and China emerging markets, I do have exposure there. Why? Because they continue to grow. China's still growing at about 7.5% per year. And India has a new pro-growth government that has really got their economy and their stock market gaining a lot of attention once again. And the other place for growth is still the U.S. economy. Okay, the other phenomenon that we have is low oil prices. Like I say, we didn't have that a year ago. Low oil prices are impacting some sectors, some companies benefiting them, and it's hurting others. Having said that, I showed a chart of oil. For the first time in about 6 months, oil made a big rally last week. And it seems to be holding this mid-$40 area for now. Not only is it holding it, but it seems to be turning the corner right now to the upside. In fact, we had a huge day last Friday. Oil was up 7.5% that day. And maybe, just maybe, we've put in a bottom in oil. I have now bought three energy stocks in my portfolios, and they were listed over the weekend. I'm nibbling. I'm dipping my toe into the water. I've been tempted to dip my toe into the water of the gold and the gold stocks, but for now, I continue to restrain myself. That strong U.S. dollar is just too compelling for me to start nibbling at gold. Now, here's where we are. The January effect, the S&P 500 at the end of January down 3.1%. Now, if you're going to go by the old stock market almanac, that means that we'll have a down year in January in 2015. But you know what? Look, every year's unique. You can't exactly say that it's a sure thing that we'll have a down year. I still have a target price of about $21.50 on the S&P for this year. I haven't seen any downwards revisions to the S&P 500 yet. And here we are about halfway through earnings season. But as we stand right now, the S&P is in negative territory for the year, as is the Dow, to the tune of about 3.7%. The NASDAQ's negative by 2%. The emerging markets are flat on the year, just slightly negative. The emerging markets are being helped by China and India right now. We do have some positive markets around the world in January. If the January effect holds for India, I don't know that it does, India's up 7.2% year to date. I bought into India about almost a year ago now, and I've done very, very well with my India holdings. I continue to hold India. That's been a pretty good call as it's out of the gate and the leading index in the world so far. How's that stimulus doing in Europe? Well, so far Europe is up 0.6%, just slightly positive. I'm not convinced yet that the big quantitative easing move that they made here recently, the European Central Bank, they're going to buy back $60 billion in bonds every month. Where are they going to get the money to do it? They're going to print it. The answer to that is easy. They're going to print it. The other big move this year has been in the U.S. bond market. 20-year treasuries, if you just look at the ETF, TLT, up 9.8% in January. That tells me that we had a lot of volatility in the month of January, and there was a lot of people seeking that safe harbor. It also tells me that global markets are a little shaky right now, and folks find that the safest harbor to come into during the storm is U.S. Treasuries right now. Even with our $17 trillion in debt, we're still the safest harbor on a relative basis. And, of course, oil, a big factor, even though it's down almost 11% so far this year. It began the year at $53.71 per barrel. It's appearing. It's too early to say, but it's appearing that maybe oil has bottomed and maybe oil is even starting to come back for now. We'll stay on it coming weeks. I do now own 3 oil stocks. Okay, as we take a look at the indexes around the world. Now, all of a sudden, the stock market index have disappeared from my top 10. There's only 3 out of the top 10 indexes in the world that are U.S. stock related. I think we're going through a little bit of a correction right now. We've pulled back from our recent highs. And that will happen from time to time where the U.S. indexes, which have dominated the top 10 for quite some time, will all of a sudden not disappear, but just move down in rank. Right now, the leading index in the world is India Small Cap Indexes, of all things. That's an ETF, SCIN. The China A-Shares are still a leading index in the world. There's another India index that's in the top 10 right now. But the U.S. has some exposure there, the Mid-Cap Dividend Index, U.S. The U.S. Stock Broad Index is still there. So I don't think it's time to run from U.S. stocks yet. I just think we're probably going through a bit of a correction here right now in the U.S. stock market. What are the worst indexes in the world? Well, probably guess that Russia's not doing too good, Greece isn't doing too good, Poland, Argentina, Africa, Spain, Peru, Latin America, Canada, Brazil, not a good time for foreign, international, emerging market investing, is it? In fact, it's a terrible time for that. So as for now, the leading indexes in the world on a relative basis, the countries that still have the best prospects for growth, the countries that are still growing, would still be the same 3 that I've been talking about now for many months. U.S. I'm talking about that not for many months, but for many years. The economy is still growing. And yes, we're going to go through corrections from time to time, but I still see no signs of a looming recession out there. India, with its favorable business climate right now and its years of being absent from the global economy, seems to be back in right now as Narendra Modi makes the global rounds, striking up trade deals. That's good for stocks. And China, still growing. Those are the 3 best areas. When we come back, now we'll dig in to the sectors of the market, okay? Is that biotech sector still leading or is it time to run? Off other sectors risen up? We'll take a look at that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour as we take our weekly trip through the macro. We're looking at the whole entire globe right now from outer space. And then we're zeroing in and we're highlighting the best continents, the best countries to be invested in right now. That's really, really important. I hear people all the time saying, well, we think, Joe, the folks should be buying into these emerging markets right now. Well, I've been saying for the last several years not to buy into the emerging markets right now. There will be a time. This isn't the time. We continue to be a global economy that's favoring just a few countries right now. And that happens to be the U.S., that happens to be India, and that happens to be China. And I still have the bulk of my exposure to the U.S. The asset classes, the areas to stay out of, well, you just still don't want to be short the market. The bears have been wrong for 6 years now. Coming up on 6 years, they've been wrong. And they've cost people a lot of money. Eventually, the bears will be right, won't they? And at that point in time, in fact, I showed an ETF over the weekend. I believe it was double short the Dow. You've got a strong dollar. You've got companies that in the Dow with a lot of exposure, foreign sales, multinationals. That double Dow looks interesting. That's inverse the Dow. Twice, two times, leveraged. At some point in time, that would be the first hedge that I would be looking for when everything starts to turn south. But as I look out there right now, I don't see everything turning south yet. We seem to be maybe entering a little bit of a correction here, which happens from time to time. But overall, when we look at the big factors, inflation, GDP, interest rates, other factors that are very important, we still have a very favorable environment for the stock market. So being short the market is not a good place to be, and the emerging markets are not a good place to be. International stocks are not a good place to be, and I don't like the big U.S. multinationals either because of the strong dollar. I showed a chart over the weekend of the S&P 500 inverse fund, and while it looks a lot better than it has over the last 5 years, it's still not anything that I would go running out and buy right now. All right, now we get into the sectors of the market. Now we're going to really zero in on that Google map from satellite images. Now let's zero in on the neighborhoods that are still doing the best. The number one sector in the market, and this sounds like a broken record once again, is the biotech sector. You saw Biogen come in and blow out earnings last week. A strong dollar doesn't seem to be impacting them. You're still seeing buyouts and mergers and acquisitions in the biotech industry. You're still seeing good news coming on new drug candidates. That's why I'm all for capitalism. You see these new drugs being developed in capitalistic countries, not in socialistic countries. The pharmaceutical sector is number two. I still have a pretty heavy exposure to the drug stocks. The REITs are doing well because people are chasing yield and real estate prices. I mean, they're coming back. The home building sector looks interesting to me once again. Low interest rates, dirt cheap interest rates, can't be hurting there. And of course the healthcare sector, which has been in the top 10 now for a long, long time. Those continue to be the leading sectors in the market right now. So as it relates to your 401k, this ought to give you a pretty good map as to how to have your 401k invested right now. Most people have emerging markets available to them. I wouldn't have. Most people have some kind of precious metals. I don't think I'd own those. U.S. bonds, I don't have a problem with that. I don't think you're going to make a lot of money in them, but they're going up. Interest rates remain low. And, of course, U.S. stocks of all sizes and shapes And, of course, anything real estate related right now are the best places to be invested in the market, the best neighborhoods, the sunny side of the street, the part of the market that's flourishing right now. What's not flourishing? Well, you know, even though I've nibbled here a little bit at the energy stocks, I can't say they're flourishing right now. Natural gas stocks, mining stocks, fracking stocks, shipping stocks, solar energy, European financials, global energy, these are still the trailing sectors in the market. And even though I've seen a few improving technicals and I've been tempted and I've bought a few, the fundamentals and the relative strength is still very poor on the oil and the energy stocks. I showed a chart of the oil and gas exploration sector, XOP. And you can see at least a bottom seems to be being put in there right now. Something to keep in mind. I showed a chart of the global energy sector, multinationals, global energy stocks. At least it appears that a bottom is being put in right now. All in all, I have to say that the almost six-year-old bull market is still intact for now. And even though we're going to go through corrections and pullbacks along the way, I still think that this bull market is intact. And I showed a picture of the bull market. And you can see that that chart is still going up. From the left-hand corner to the right-hand corner, it's still slanting up. That's still a primary uptrend, which is another name for a bull market. And I think that the biggest threat to the bull continues to be unknown geopolitical events, which could hit at any time. We always have that risk out there. But right now, it would seem that the U.S. economy is still doing well enough, good enough, to continue to support a bull market in U.S. stocks. I wouldn't own emerging markets. I'm not sold on gold yet. I think you could nibble a little bit at the crude oil stocks here, the oil stocks. I wouldn't be short the market right now. Those are the places to avoid. Anyways, I write about this every single week in my newsletter. Stay on top of the market this year. That's a good New Year's resolution. Every week, I summarize it all in the newsletter. You can sign up for it at my website, pwstreet.com. If you'd be interested in us talking to us about managing your money, we're 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.